Welcome in everybody to Bitcoin Made Simple. It's also Bitcoin Made Beers, Bitcoin and Beers with my friend Paul Malowitz. And I am all decked out in Michigan stuff because Paul is also my fellow Michigan fan, and they're in the national championship game, so we'll get into that a little bit more later, but I'm looking like a total fanboy here. I got my Tom Brady jersey on. Got everything. So, but before we get it, oh, and my mug, my glass is a Big Ten champions glass. But yeah, before we get into that, get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet, get your coins off the exchange, people. Go to bitbox.swift/Bitcoin Made Simple. Use promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off. Whew, there we go. Get your coins off the exchange. It's the most important thing you can do in your life other than love your family. But Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Yeah. What are you drinking this evening?
I'm just pouring a New Holland Cabin Fever. New
Oh.
Holland is a Michigan beer. It's on the west coast of Michigan. It's very good.
I think we actually have that around, like in beer distributors in PA.
You should definitely have some if you haven't.
We get Great Lakes. Do you guys have the Great Lakes beers?
I've seen the Great Lakes.
They're like, I think, closer to Cleveland, which is pluh, but the mistake on the lake. But yeah, I'm going with a local pumpkin. I found one of my favorite pumpkins was still in a beer distributor. I went
Oh,
over
nice.
to it like a kid, like going into Toys R Us when toys were unveiled, like hugging it. I was like, does anybody claim this?
Looking both ways.
Like the guy's looking at me like, wow, buddy, you might have a problem.
Like your version of Black Friday, but no one else is in on it.
Exactly. Like it's like Tuesday at 1 o'clock and there's nobody in the beer distributor, and like I run over like, this is mine, this is mine, I swear I got here first, like you saw it.
Sir, you didn't have to tackle him. He was buying eggs.
So the Bitcoin world is a little weird at the moment. Were people expecting an ETF announcement today? Today, this is the evening of Friday, January 5th.
I
Was there
keep
supposed to be an announcement?
I've heard like as early as tomorrow a bunch of times, and then they're like early January, and then I saw there was some paperwork that was filed, and then maybe we'll get something back in like a couple days, and then it would start in like maybe a week, or maybe everybody seems to think that it's like, I don't know. I don't follow it enough to know like what will happen from a high finance perspective, but it seems like there's a good chance a lot of people could get disappointed in terms of how excited people are about something that they don't seem to be able to handicap. But I hope it happens. It'd be great.
Yeah. It's like that weird thing we were talking about, though. Like, if the price of Bitcoin runs up, then great. But also, like, you don't want it to run up because it's like, I'm not done stacking yet.
Yeah, you're like, whatever your like goal is to do in life, whether it's to like, not do your fiat mining or to like, build a moon empire or somewhere in between, it's like you're like, well, I got to get to this much. And it sure would be a lot easier if it only had to go, 40x and you had twice as much instead of 80x or, whatever made up numbers we're using.
I
Yeah,
know.
it's good and bad.
I'm in this like panic mode of like I don't have the amount of Bitcoin. I said this on the podcast before. I don't have near the amount that I had at one point. And that's like entrepreneurial life. So, I should have known, and I've explained that before, but like, sometimes you when you're trying to keep companies afloat that you believe have value in everything, then you're like, well, I gotta basically just bleed out for a while. And as I explained to my wife, I said, like, it's like from time to time things will happen and I'm like, oh, this was good, but it didn't stop the bleeding. It just was a blood transfusion.
Yeah. You're like a mini, it's like your mini venture cap fund unto your, or not, or angel fund unto yourself or whatever.
Like, yeah, like seriously, that's like 100% what it feels like constant, where it's like, okay, all right, like we got a little, we got some float room here, and like there's a, like I right now I just had like some things come through, and I could lay down, not a huge amount, I could not get back to what I originally had, but I could get back some coins, and but it like affects my peace of mind as far as like cash flow goes. You know,
Yeah,
it's
it's not
like,
worth it if it affects you. And the other thing is, it's like the key is to just not be stuck with zero. And like, you know, like we had some like, you know, we're not entrepreneurs, but you know, we work in the film industry and that's crazy. And it's
Yeah,
been a
which is
crazy year
like
for
the
that.
least secure industry in the world,
Yeah, exactly. And
both in
so like we
emotions and self-esteem and finances.
Yeah, pretty much everything. And then you're just constantly downgrading from your dreams. You're like, I was gonna star in movies. And you're like, I was gonna write movies. And then you're like, I hope to watch movies. And then you're like, I can't afford movies because I work in the film industry.
Now I hope to illegally pirate movies.
Exactly. But yeah, like, so we were like, I mean, I would love to be like, oh, I'm 100% in. And like, I'm more in than probably most normal people would think is a great idea, but like it was like, well, if somebody loses a revenue stream, I want to have some cash because I don't want to sell Bitcoin and take a huge tax hit. And also, I just don't ever want to sell my Bitcoin. And so, yeah, it would have been great if I like got a bunch more and it was like $14,000 a while ago, but you do
I
what you do.
know. I know. I have like this would have been ultra stupid to do, but I had, when it was down there, I had space on a line of credit. And I mean, it would have, I guess it would have looked smart now, but
Right. But it would have looked dumb if it didn't go fast enough. Because you're betting on time. You're not just betting on Bitcoin, too.
Exactly why I didn't do it, because I was like, look, I know the price of Bitcoin is going to be, you know, huge or whatever, but like a line of credit's a variable interest rate.
Yeah.
Like, and we all know what the interest rates are like. So I was like, you know, like looking at like, okay, what am I going to be paying every month to pay this off? And then, oh, like, by the way, if not that it would, but like, let's just say when it was like 15,000, you know, if it, what if 6 months later it had dropped to like 11 or 10,000, you know? And so you're like, okay, it's lost. Like, so all of a sudden I still have that loan I have to pay back. I'm paying the
Then you can't
interest
buy
on
it for
it.
cheap.
Yeah. And it's like, so yeah, in retrospect, man, that would have been easy because I could have basically taken my available line of credit and tripled it within a couple months.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sure, that if I knew for a fact, like I knew eventually Bitcoin would get back to this price. I just didn't know that it would happen this soon.
Yeah.
And also you can't like if we talk about, like you can't mess with your peace of mind, you know, and like if you have Bitcoin on a line, if you bought Bitcoin with a line of credit, like I feel like you're gonna wake up every night checking the price.
And explain, yeah. And if it's bad, explaining to your wife why you're worried about things a lot more, you know. Even if everybody's on board, it feels different when it's different in
Yeah,
price.
whenever it's something that you have to pay back, and
Yeah.
like there's the MicroStrategy play, and like he has obviously, but like he has the long time horizon with the debt payoff,
Yeah,
you
and
know.
it's more of a, I don't know the exact structure, but it's way better terms than
Oh
one
yeah,
would assume that
it's
you
a
and certainly what I
variable.
could get.
It's yeah,
Yeah.
I mean
Well,
it's.
and he's letting other people, it won't be like this when the ETF comes out, but other people can get exposure. So he's using it as like a kicker in some of his like essentially what is it, bond offerings or something like that. So it's like he's selling to a market that kind of wants Bitcoin that can't buy Bitcoin because of whatever fiduciary and legal rules they have. So it's like he's got a strategic advantage. And it's just like you and I are just like, we're not going to do corporate accounting and like get something for a, you know, 5 year or however long for no.
And like,
Interesting.
I think they're like locked at like 5% interest. His were locked at 5%. And it's like, for me, if my line of credit was locked at 5%,
Sure.
probably. But you know,
Because you
like,
know what your payments would be too.
yeah, exactly.
Because
You know,
if you're
just.
like, well, do I make these 12 payments a year or whatever for X years and get this much Bitcoin? It's a lot easier to go like, well, at the end of this, do I think that this is going to be worth more? And it's like, sure. But if the payments are, or if the
Yeah.
interest rate's varying, it's like,
Like I would th you know, if I could have known, if I was at 5%, I probably could have mapped out where I've been like, all right, you know, so long as it is at this price or higher in 4 years, I'm good. And
yeah.
like in that scenario, I think I'd pull the trigger on something like that. But like
Because
I
you're really
didn't.
just DCAing at that point into, yeah.
Yeah, you're just pre-DCAing, but like that's why Michael Saylor can make that move, and like you said, like why we can't,
Right.
because we don't have access. And like, and also, you're the debt you're taking on it. Like, it's not you with your company or you as a person versus like the bank. Like,
Yeah.
people are putting debt into your company with their money, and
Yeah.
like. They get ownership, you know what I mean? It's like if you don't pay it back or whatever, like it's like, you know, whereas with me, like it's like if I don't pay it back, I can't be like, hey, you can have 50% more equity in the company or something. Like
Right.
it'd be like, not no, like
You're like, oh, I'm sorry, kid, you've got to go to a different school now.
I
You
guess
know?
what? We're moving again. I know how we said we were never gonna move.
Turns
No, we're
out.
moving to the backyard. Somebody's gonna live in the house.
For at least 18 months.
Yep, like just gotta get ourselves in the right position here. Meanwhile, my wife would just be staring at me, like hating my guts. It's like, what is wrong with him? So yeah, I don't know. But I mean, where are you at in your Bitcoin journey? Like, as far as, because there's so much noise out there, and like I don't even hear the
Yeah,
noise.
I am at like, I still like really follow my thread, my Twitter list that I made of the Bitcoin people that I like to follow.
I probably clutter it up with all this like non-Bitcoin stuff talking
I
about
do
sports.
follow you and you talk about the Steelers a lot, but that's okay because you're my Steeler friend. But yeah, like I mean, I think I said before, it's always like, am I good or a bad Bitcoiner? Am I good or a bad Catholic kind of thing? And I still have some of that guilt. I'm like, oh, I was running a node for a while, and then like it was just a Raspberry Pi, and I kept having like outages. So I need to get like a Start 9 or something that's like not gonna keep fritzing and making it so that I keep getting disconnected. I think that there's like a plug problem, and I'm not like techie enough to be like, oh, every time the tiny little hard drive corrects itself or corrupts itself, I can just, SSL in. So I would
Yeah.
like to get a little bit better at Bitcoining. But
Yeah.
yeah, I haven't been node for a while. And what about you? You're mining. How's that going?
Yeah, still mining at home. I mean, it's actually profitable now, which is different. Like everybody's complaining about the fees.
You're like,
Like
hey.
it's fine with me. I mean, it's not like insanely profitable, especially 'cause I'm dealing with like commercial electric rates. So I think it's making like in profit $4 a day.
Hey, that's not zero.
But it's still making the same amount of Bitcoin, basically.
And you're in the winter and you're in Pennsylvania now, and does the heat help at all?
I think it does. So we have it like in our basement, off to the one side of the steps is like an exercise room, and then like behind that's like the boiler area. So I have it all the way back there in a black box, and I just have it pointed towards the exercise room. So the exercise room is like super warm. If I leave the door open to the exercise room, it warms up the basement.
Nice.
And it doesn't make the basement hot, but it's warmer than it would be. And then I would have to think that that in some way offsets the rest of the house's heat, because
Yeah,
the
I
heat
mean, heat
rises.
rises. So, I mean,
So
you're.
it's going somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
And so is it heating the house? Like, no, are you know, well, to be honest.
I would be interested in just like from an academic perspective, if you find out like in a year that your heating bills were lower this winter. I mean, there's a lot of variables. You know, if we have a milder winter, then that's going to show up in the data too. But I mean, like, you know, that heat's not going outside your basement walls, like into
No.
your
Yeah, I was just
concrete.
gonna say, like, the weird thing, so I just pulled up my thermostat on my phone. We have it like set for 68 to hold it at. I would go to 67, but my wife's like, I'm gonna be freezing.
We're 68, but we do 65 at night. But we sleep on the top floor, so it's kind of like up 65.
Well, she keeps it. She wants it because my one son's room, for whatever reason, is the coldest. And so she's like, he's gonna be so cold. But he's getting like a bigger bed, so we can just throw more comforters on it and then he'll be
Go.
fine.
Cold makes you strong. You want a strong son.
Exactly. Well, he is like the like he is just a little. He's the one that is gonna like he can hurt me, and he's four.
That cold.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Like the Siberian kid.
If he dies, he dies. Like the old
You're
Rocky.
talking about your father. I must break him.
But I must break him. But yeah, like it's just funny that whenever you said like about the heat, and I'm sitting there talking about it, thinking to myself. Because now I gotta look at the weather. What's the weather in Pennsylvania right now? It hasn't been super cold. We haven't had a ton of snow. But I mean, 22 degrees right now. It hasn't. Our furnace runs and it's like loud. Like I hear it. It's just one of those things that like a dad hears, you know? It's a heat pump, so when it kicks on, it's like brrr, outside, you know, and like, and as soon as you were asking, I'm like, wait a minute, I have not heard the heat pump that much this winter.
So you could be, 'cause it might not be directed the right way, but it's not like you're using up like potential heat energy on the friction of doing the math. Like this much of heat is this much of heat.
Yeah.
So have you seen those like shrouds that like Crypto Cloaks has for printout, where people put them into their furnaces and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Like those are cool as hell.
I've wanted to buy some. I just haven't yet, 'cause and also I have they have these ones that are like they call them mining pants. They look like pants and you can attach it to the black box and that goes straight into like your ductwork.
Oh, that's awesome. I have not seen those ones. That's even cooler.
But like yeah, I'm looking. I mean my whole house runs off of electricity. And we're using like 173 kilowatts a day, which is pretty significant. Let me see. Last, okay, so I can see I'm looking at my phone. Last year's usage. Does it show me this time last year? No, it doesn't show.
Gonna have to go through the bills later.
Yeah, it I mean it is looking like we're offsetting some of it. But like the miner itself uses so much more electricity like than a heat pump does. Like
That makes sense. So, well.
the miner itself uses like If we like our house, like I said, we don't have gas hookup. It's all
Right.
electricity. If we don't have the miner running, then like it's the same amount of like it's half the amount of electricity. So like
Well,
essentially the
because
miner
do
uses
you
a
run the miner
household worth of
24 hours a
electricity.
day though? Because you wouldn't be running your heater 24 hours a day. Like mine is like 6 hours a day or something. You can only get
Oh
ridiculous.
yeah, no. But I mean
So like,
like
I mean, I'm fairly certain that the physics of it is it's the same, or the thermodynamics of it is the same amount of heat output. Now, how that heat matriculates into your home, and you've got a sensor in a bathroom upstairs or wherever, and like, but it's all staying in your weight room because you've got doors closed and it's not going through ducts. I mean, you might not be getting the full benefit of that, but I'm fairly certain like you're not. It's energy makes heat. And it's not like you're doing something else besides the heat. I mean, it's just the math equations. It's not like it's friction that's overcoming, something or.
But dude, like it is I like I don't know I don't even know if there's a, how to even like hook up a meter to figure out like oh this is like I'd love to do like week to week like all right I'm gonna turn the miner off for a week here's how much my furnace ran and then I'm gonna turn the meter like turn the miner on see how much of the furnace runs this week
Do you know about there's a product called, I think it's Kilowatt, like Killa Watt. And I think it's not like a Bitcoin thing, it's just like a thing. And you can plug something into it and figure out how much energy that thing is using. So like you can Wow, my miner is using exactly this much of my energy this month.
Well, I can on the like admin side of the
Oh,
miner,
okay, on your software for your okay.
but I wonder if there's, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that the heat pump is plugged, like wired directly into the, like, I don't think there's a plug
Yeah, there's
to
probably not some outlet that's just like, oops, I turned
it.
off my heat and we all died.
Whoop,
The worst
is
Oregon
somebody,
Trail story ever.
is somebody mess with the plug again?
Yeah, it's
Somebody, go
probably
get the rubber hose out. For those of you
not. Like you
that,
do.
remember Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
I was like, I'll get the rubber hose out.
Mrs. Doubtfire was a different world for people dressing up like ladies than the world we're in right
Dude looks like a
now.
lady. Dude.
Yeah.
Yep. That was an Easter tradition. As weird as that is, every year, we would have Easter at my aunt and uncle's house, and they didn't have kids. And so the only remotely kid appropriate movie they had one year was, oh, they have Mrs. Doubtfire. So we watched it and we all just like died. We're like, oh my God, this, it was like pretty new at the time. So then every year after that, we would watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
You just have to now.
So it
That's
was like
great.
we watched Mrs. Doubtfire every year on Easter, probably sometimes twice. Like if it would end, we'd just like restart it. It was funny. It was one of those things kids these days, they'll never understand. But like the VCR connection, I don't know if you ever remember a situation like this in your life. The VCR for the basement where we would all hang out was up connected to the upstairs entertainment center.
Oh, no way.
So like they would have to like play it. Like, I don't know if they had a thing in the entertainment center where they could then switch it over to the upstairs
It
TV.
was probably like a dial or something analog, too. Chunk.
Exactly. Like some huge thing. So like when
Like
we'd
they've got an ox pulling a wheel, and suddenly you can watch Mrs. Doubtfire in the basement. You're like, thanks, babe.
the best. He's the best ox around. But like it
Love
was just so funny. We would sit there, we'd be like, hey Stacy, stop it. Stop. Stop. Can you
it.
rewind? Like that part was really funny. We want to watch it again. Oh
I
man.
miss like I mean you know it's good to get to see things in SDR and HDR and all that whatever you want you can get it, but I miss going to like a video store and like I had, multiple siblings. So it was like my dad would rent one and you'd
Yep.
hope that he would rent something that you could watch and was also something you'd like. Like maybe sci-fi, dad, maybe an action movie. And then it was like me and my brother that was like same age-ish, like he's a little younger. We would get a pick and then the younger ones would get a pick. So they're gonna get some cartoon. And you're like,
Yeah.
the whole game theory of like trying to have a three video lineup that you liked all three of instead of like, I don't know, like having to make compromise is sometimes nice. And like,
Yeah.
you see movies you never would see, you do things you never would do. But when you can have everything all the time, always, it's like starting a story with a prompt as opposed to starting a story with a blank page, like sometimes it's
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, like I don't think it serves us well. And yes, me being someone who owns a streaming platform, so go to Movies Plus,
You are part of the
mymoviesplus.com.
problem, but
Yeah, use promo code Corey and you can have all the choices you ever want for $24.
you've got different stuff though.
Yeah,
I'm
but I
sorry for
mean,
interrupting, but like I think what you're doing is important though. Like I remember being a little kid and like the new cable TV guide, like what channels there would be would come out. And I wasn't old enough to know that we were all in this weird like Potemkin village media, but it was like I always looked for like a new channel that would be like different than the other channels, like not ESPN 10, but like weird farming or like just something. And not that your awesome movie service is weird farming, but it's not like the
We should start a weird
Potemkin
farming
media
channel,
of
though.
our day. Like, you know what I mean? And so like you can actually find something on your service that's just not on all the others. Like, oh, I'll just watch it on Hulu. Oh, it went away from Hulu. I'll wait till it comes on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's not what your stuff is. So
No.
that's why everyone should get your stuff.
No, that's why, I mean, Q sent me, waiting for Q sent me episode two. By the time this releases on the podcast, you'll be able to watch episode one for free. And episode two is will be available to you to watch. And it's about the Q Shaman. And you know, we were like, dude, I got like canceled from social media platforms because just because of it. And now he's like got freed from jail. And so like that's part two has him like actually interviewed afterwards. It's interesting, but like you're not gonna find it anywhere else. Like I remember talking, like Netflix was like, we're offended that you pitched this to us.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll just put it on Movies Plus and it'll be a hit. And a lot of people liked it. And a lot of people are gonna like this one. And yeah, it's just you guys, the listeners, get a little understanding of the guts of how a movie streaming platform works when you're an entrepreneur and don't have a huge staff. Is that at some point tonight, I will be getting the file. It's not completed yet. And as soon as I get the file, I will be putting it up onto the web so that it's loaded into the app and then everyone can enjoy it. And we'll see the conclusion of the Q Shaman story from the January 6th, which by the way, we're releasing it on January 6th. That's why it's rushed to get here. Well, rushed. It took a year to get part two out. Well, that's a different story. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do miss the days of I like kids will never understand the thrill of going to a video store. Like where my
No.
parents would be like, "Hey, we're gonna get a family movie." And then like there was a three older brothers and then I had two younger sisters. So it was like the boys can pick a movie, the girls can pick a movie, and then you guys can get a video game. And it
And
was
you hope
like
that everything is good.
yeah, it's like, and you would take chances on movies. Like you had to take a chance. You were like,
Yeah.
read the box a little bit. Like, oh, you know, that looks good. So let's try it. And then you like, it was okay. You
And
know?
sometimes you'd find something weird that was good though. Or because like your sibling watched something that you would have never picked, you're like, oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah, like in like my parents one time, I remember this movie. I've never seen it again. I don't know if it was called My Giant with Billy Crystal.
Oh, and Andre the Giant, right?
No, it was
Oh, okay.
me look it up real quick.
Wait, was it George Mura's song? No, I'm just gonna list all the giants I can think of.
Billy
Wait.
Crystal, my giant. Who was it that you?
George Mura's song? He was a bastard.
Yes, how? Yep, you nailed it.
Well, it's the second giant I thought of, so I vaguely remember that. I remember also, I'm sorry for interrupting your
Yeah,
mind giant
no, go for
story,
it.
but one time when I was in college, I saw a newspaper article that was like it was like a 7'6" man got married, and like that was the article. And there was like, like three sentence paragraphs about, so like really the headline should have just been like, the giant got
The
married.
giant
Like,
got married.
the giant found mom. Which is like, I feel
Oh.
bad for the giant, but like he's just a spectacle because he performed vows in the sacrament of marriage.
How dare you be 7 foot 6 and not be Shaquille
Exactly.
O'Neal? Like, so speaking of giants, this is a little off topic. Have you ever like read about the Nephilim in the Bible?
Oh, well, you know what? I have, and I have in the last 2 weeks, because for Christmas, like I'm at the point where like my parents want to buy me something, and I'm just like I'm not rich, but like if I want to get like a tool, I'll buy it, and then like I'm not like I don't need anything, like I don't need a car or an amazing
Yeah.
thing. So it's just like, so I was like, for Christmas, can I get, my mom told me about this like Bible that was like had different continuity lines and stuff, and so I was like, can I have a Bible for Christmas? And my mom was just like, and so I got it, and then there's like this there's a through line of like, if you read these books in 90 days and it's like four chapters a day, you can basically get through the like the story of the Bible, like in terms of like begin like the events beginning to middle
Yeah,
to
like
end.
what happened?
Yeah, like the what happened, the A story of the Bible. And then like obviously there's all this other stuff that you're not reading in 90 days. And then like, but then it's like, okay, I've got the spine of it. So like now I'm gonna go on the side quest and learn about like, Rogue One Squadron and like, but you've got your Star Wars. So anyway, so like the last 2 weeks or so, I have read about the Nephilim. So go ahead. And I got a Bible thing for you after that.
Yeah, I've so I like the my friend who's this like on an intelligence level, like I say this literally the smartest person I know, and I've said this to the audience before, but he called COVID, he predicted so many things, he just like so I know to listen and pay attention to what he says, and also his con he was like atheist. But then, like most pe smart people, when they're like, "Oh, there's no way," and then, but he's like a truth seeker, and the more he was seeking truth, he actually made him a believer. And so we were talking about different things, and he was like, "Do you really like know the Bible verses?" And I'm like, I know like the big ones, and he's like, you realize, like, so there's this huge Bible that has all of your human history in it, and like we just choose to ignore it. And like the one example I always use that like blows me away was he's sitting there and he's like, why were Adam and Eve cast out of the Garden of Eden? Which the Garden of Eden was heaven. I was like, well, they ate the fruit of the, forbidden tree. And he was like, they didn't eat fruit. They consumed the knowledge. They consumed the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good
Of
and
good and
evil.
evil.
It was not an apple. Did you know that? Like that it was, or did you
It
just
does say
learn?
the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but I also was doing this because I was being lascivious.
Oh yeah.
Because then they're like, "Oh, we're naked." But yes, that's what it was. It was.
And I was like, oh my God, like I hear, like I'm Catholic, so I'd like hear it once a year in church, and I'm like, I never actually heard that part. I just It's like, oh, it's the Apple, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize, like, okay, well, there's something more there with, because it's basically like, what separates you from being in heaven? Like, heaven, everything is in unity, everything's in perfect communion with one another. Which means that there is no recognition of one side and the other, good and evil. It was,
Yeah.
and
There's
so
not dichotomies in heaven because
exactly.
there's not the other side of that coin.
And so without the other side of that coin, there's no knowledge of it. And so Adam and Eve are in heaven. And I say this proves that God gave us free will to like show us ultimate love, because if he just closed the doors of heaven, then we'd just be slaves and forced to be like trapped in like whatever he wanted. So he gave the option. He said, you can do whatever you want, but just don't go over to that forbidden tree. And human nature got deceived and consumed as soon as the knowledge of good and evil existing, casts you out from heaven. So then there's the obviously long-awaited redemption to get us back into heaven. But so I'm like reading that, and then as I'm reading it, I'm like, I've said this before, I'm stuck in Genesis of like, oh, okay. So there's like this Noah's Ark thing. Okay, like, so this happened, if you had to ballpark it, roughly 12,000 years ago. It's like 10,000 years before Jesus. Okay. Then you're like, all of these ancient civilizations around the world have a flood myth
Yep.
that all happened around 12,000 years ago. And you're like, huh. Okay, that's a little bit, I guess there's more truth to it. 'Cause like I always thought that Noah was kind of like a like, he's not really a, this is more of a lesson to be taught. That, if God isn't happy with the world, he'll flood it. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe that happened. So then I forget where, at what point it comes in, but so the Nephilim, if you guys don't know what the Nephilim are, it's
It's in
basically
Genesis,
giants.
though, somewhere right
Yeah,
in that
it's in
chain.
Genesis.
I think it's before the flood, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's before the flood, because the Nephilim actually, I think, help Noah build the ark.
It depends what version you're reading. Mine didn't have it, but I bet you're probably right. There's a great app where you can like read, like it's got like, I don't want to say all the versions of the Bible, but like let's just say all the versions of the Bible, and you can read a verse, and then you can switch to like the one from the 1700s and da 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 da, and get like the different interpretations.
That'd be
And I sound
interesting.
like I'm like super Bible-y, and like I'm not. I want to be better at that, but like I'm not. But like it's
Yeah.
a really cool app. I'll try to figure out the name of it and send it to you.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah, but it like the, so the Nephilim were basically the humans were on Earth, and then Satan was a fallen angel that rebelled against God and was cast out and took one third of the angels with them. And they were down on Earth, and they were forbidden from mating with human women.
They were stupid, though. That wasn't good.
No. And
And then they talked about giants and stuff.
yeah. And you're like, okay, like that's maybe that stuff. So then you just see people that are like giants in real life, and you're like,
Oh, you brought it around to George Mira's song. Good job.
yeah, you're like,
Well, maybe it was a little bit Nephilim.
yeah, like maybe there's a shred of Nephilimity in him. And I say that now with like, I have a son who's probably gonna be like 6'5". So maybe there's some Nephilim coming from me.
My wife is tall. She's 6'1".
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6'1".
Okay, so how
Depending on who
tall?
you talk to, like who's taller.
Did she wear flats on the wedding day?
Yeah. She was also pregnant, so we got
Oh,
together quick.
yeah.
But 10 years. But yeah, like but you know, maybe she's Nephilim.
Maybe she is a Nephilim. Where's your son tracking on height?
He was supposed to be like 6'4", but he's under it now. But he doesn't. He's on the spectrum, and he's got a lot of like food. I don't want to say aversions, but you know, he barely eats any different kinds of food. We've taken him to like you know food like therapy and stuff, and we got him on bacon now. I mean, like he basically eats the reverse of the Bitcoin diet, which like. You know, the reverse carnivore, which is like the worst thing that you can have. And it's not because we're horrible parents. It was like
Yeah.
probably would have been failure to thrive if we didn't have him get calories. So we've got him on bacon now and chicken broth and you know stuff. But so I think he'll probably be like my height, but I'm hoping he shoots up. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the funniest thing whenever like when people are like, "Oh, like your kid's so tall, mine's so short." And I'm like,
Who knows?
"Sorry." I apologize. Like I
Yeah,
don't
like, oh, I'm sorry, my kid could pound your kid, but he's got a good heart, so he probably won't.
Yeah, like, hey, don't worry, he's a nice kid. Likes to play dinosaurs still, so yeah, like it's
Can
the
I tell you the most ridiculous thing that I read in the Bible recently, though?
yes.
It is in Genesis. So these guys, you know, because there's like a lot of the Bible is just like groups of people going around. They're like, oh, these guys were going around, and then they met the other group of people that was going around. It was like the guy's brother that like tricked him into getting his blessing, and like, and it was like, oh, are we gonna kill each other? Oh, we're not gonna kill each other. Great, let's trade some goats. Like that's what a lot of the early Bible is. And so like that's happening. And these two groups of people come up, and then like one of them. This guy sees somebody's daughter and then he like violates her, which is not cool, but it's weird because in Genesis, like sometimes that happens and that like works out. And it's like, no, I'll just marry your sister and your maid. So he violates this woman. And like all the brothers are like really bitter about it because duh.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, no, like I totally want to marry her. And then the brothers are like, tell you what. You can marry her, but you just have to follow our ways. And then so they're like, okay, so all the men have to get circumcised, and then you can marry her. And then they do it. And then 3 days later, when all the dudes are sore, the brothers and that clan just kill everybody and take their stuff. And that's
Huh.
like, I was just like, wow, Bible, like you went there. And that was like the last thing I read. It was
And that was
crazy.
in Genesis.
It's in Genesis. It's like just keep going after the Nephilim, and you just see when they just like, dude, you did my sister wrong, so we're gonna like trick you all into getting circumcised, and then pound you on day three when you're still recovering.
Oh,
That is some shit.
I could not imagine as like a grown man getting circumcised. That would
And I
be.
like how cavalier. The guy, like the father of the son that wants the girl is, he's like, oh yeah, all these dudes will totally get circumcised. So like Bart can get married.
Yeah.
He's not really Bart, guys. But like it was just like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, it's just like
Might
a
have been
casual
Bartholomew.
circumcision promise to everybody. And it's just like it's totally cool. Totally
Like, hey,
cool.
look, guys, like Bart has had a really, really hard time finding a girl.
It's
And we've
like
all
you got you said you'd do anything. Turns out this is the
You guys, you said that if you could ever help me find a girl, that you'd do anything. And I'm playing that card right now. I'm just doing it.
and we live in the Bible, so it's not a laser surgery, but like here's a dull rock.
Yeah, like here.
But well, I got you all matching rocks because it's like you're my groomsman when you do this. And then 3 days later, like, oh, I hope it works out. And then kunk,
Get
murder.
murdered. Yeah, and there's a lot of murder in the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun testament.
And you're like, whoa, like they really killed a lot of people back then.
Yeah. There's one part too where there was just like they're going around and then like people went ahead and then Jacob was there and then he saw God and he just started wrestling with him. And it's just like then Jacob wrestled God and now his name's Israel. Because that means he who wrestles God. And it's just like, first of all, you just get named after everything you do. It's like, he, now his name is Tucked Cory Beer, because that's what Paul did. No longer that. But like, it was just like, but there was no like context to it. It's just like, oh, then he wrestled God and he had a day. It's like, what is that metaphor or
Wrestle
real
God
thing?
and then had a day.
Weird.
Like, oh, like he, this, like they look back on me in history and they're like, we call him Snore So Loud.
Yeah, it's all that. It's just like, and then they made a pile to make an agreement, and it's called blah 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 blah, which means pile to make an agreement. And you're like, yeah, the system works.
Yeah, it works.
Can't
So
argue.
why
Did you
mess?
go to the agreement pile? Because he did, and that's why you got an agreement.
Yeah, it worked. Well, that's really interesting. Because like the other thing is too, is they lived a lot longer.
All their numbers are longer, so like either they couldn't count, or maybe they're just all aliens. It was like that was try one, and then there was the flood, and it was just like, oh,
Was like nine, like Noah was like 900 years old according to the Bible.
yeah, there's people like in the thousands and stuff, but then it like goes down.
But
But like, if
like
you want to be a
it,
literalist, which I'm not, but I'm also
no.
like, I don't believe any, like, I'm like distrust but verify, like, after all the stuff
Yep.
that happened.
Oh
It's
yeah.
like, if they're gonna lie to us about what some guy said on TV 6 months ago, maybe they lie to us about other things that are systems of control. So it's like distrust but verify. But it's just like, maybe weird stuff. Like, I don't know. It's but the ages go down really quick. It's like they're in like the thousands for a while, and then they're like, oh, who's only 180? So it's like, and it's like really weird when like they're like, and then she was so old and she could say, how can I have a kid? And then you're reading it, and you're like, dude, she's only like 125. This guy lived to like 1,000.
Like this broad
She's
can
like
have babies for
five.
like another 100 years.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, like she could have like so many kids. It's
You're
not
only in your
even. It,
120s. Like you gotta live your life. You can't, like Sarah, you can't settle down with Abraham, like you're only 125 years old.
like,
Like
Sarah, you need to get a job and get out of this basement
you need a
and stop
career.
looking at these pictures of these Nephilim. Abraham's a nice man.
Yeah. You gotta live your life. You gotta find out who you are. If you don't find out who you are before 200, like you're pretty lost.
You know, they say that 400 is the new 200.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny though, because they don't like it could have been that they just didn't understand how to calculate years back then.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they, I mean, they didn't have like a like Caesar's calendar or like,
So they like meet us right now and be like, you must be 700 years old. And they're
yeah,
like, sure. And
we'll
then
take
like
it.
in 3 months, they're like, happy 850th birthday.
I didn't have paper to send you a card, so I guessed.
Yeah, so I guessed, and it is your birthday again. Congratulations. But oh no, it's all so fascinating. So I don't know if they lived longer, because there's, have you heard like where people talk about like, oh dude, they like it's because there's more oxygen in the atmosphere and more
My, yeah,
carbon
have you heard
and
the
we can
Jose
live
Canseco
longer.
oxygen quote, like one of the dumbest ones ever?
Who's that?
Jose Canseco, the old baseball player.
Oh my God, did he have a quote about it?
He said that the world used to have more oxygen because that's how dinosaurs could grow so big. And then something about how like bigness ruled the earth because it had more oxygen. And I was just like, man, we need Jose Canseco more in our lives because that's the
Well,
hilarious, the most hilarious thing.
the funny thing is, it's actually the opposite. We had bigger plants back then because there was more carbon, because
That
there's
makes
more
sense.
CO2, because the dinosaurs are huge. Like that's what like I love when they're like, get rid of CO2, and you're like, okay, so when somebody wants to create food via vegetables and fruit, and they live in a colder climate, they can make this thing called a greenhouse. And the greenhouse helps amplify the CO2 inside the greenhouse. And that allows the plants to grow more. So why would we try to limit the CO2 in our world? Unless there was a global agenda to remove all food and natural resources.
I like along those lines when they're like, you know what's bad for you? Eating cows and meat. You know what's good for you? Toxic sludge. And you're like, wait, though, I like steak. And they're like, no. Think about this. What if we monocropped an entire field and killed all life there and then just raised grain or rice? And then somehow that would be better for the earth. And we used industrial chemicals like ammonia to run the to, you know to create the fertilizer, and then also, you know, we need that for the fertilizer, but then we'll have tractors that are somehow solar powered, and we'll just forget that part. And it's like, but that's better than cows eating grass and a natural system that essentially sustains itself, that actually replenishes the soil. It's just ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It's like my son was saying something about my other son had the water running, while he was washing his hands, and it was like, for like 30 seconds. And I was like, you're wasting water. And I was like, eh. And he was like, what do you mean it's not wasting water? In school they say waste water, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I mean, the water comes from the ground, like right here in our well. So, like, it's fine. And he was like, yeah, but then it just goes in, goes down the drain and into the sewer. I said, well, here we have a septic system, and that liquid and all of our poop and everything, when they're like, oh my God, our poop. Like all of that goes into the earth and gets, through years and years and years of processing, becomes the fertilizer for the soil that then grows the grass, that is the grass that our chickens eat. And then we eat the eggs that the grass gave the chickens the energy to create. And thus the circle of life. And he was like, so, like, we're eating our own poop whenever we eat a chicken's eggs. And I'm like, sure.
Little
Like,
bit.
at that point, I was like, yeah, what the hell? Like,
Yeah,
that's,
just going for it.
but it's like this whole system. Like, we have this whole thing that's like self-sustaining on its own.
That's beautiful.
But, like, like the world in general is that. And then it's like, well, like, if we could just have one more policy, like, let's just get one more. Can we have another committee? Like, there's something that's lacking in this world. It's committees. We need committees about committees.
I like thinking of it as like a computer system. Because when you talk about committees and stuff, you're essentially talking about like, I'm going to select a group of special people to take the resources from other people, all of them, and then decide what to do with the resources. So, like, it's like even if it's not socialism, it's like a mini socialism. It's like, okay, well, but if you were trying to like crunch numbers on a computer, would you want to have a bazillion processors all doing sort of their own processing and then, feeding that into the system? Or would you just want one big processor? And if you start looking at like how big of a processor do you need to like outweigh the skills being offered by all of the processors, which is the people in their individual lives? And so like anytime I was like, but what if the smartest person ran this policy? And it's like, well, does he know what Corey needs in his house? And does he know what I need? And does he know what Derek needs? And it's just like, well, he can maybe do it in generalities and like screw a bunch of people. But it's like, isn't that like what we hate about like racism and about don't think in generalities in this way? It's like, but have a committee
That
for
committee.
it's and they'll take our resources, and you know what they won't be doing is raising chickens. So there will be less chickens. There will be like we will sponsor the committee, because the committee, like I will be, you and I will be making it so that the society can be entertained, because we're making movies, or I used to be an apartment manager. I'll make sure they have housing. But and I'll make sure that when they have housing, if a pipe breaks, it gets fixed. But the committee will just be like, Paul, all your ideas are bad, even though I've never met you. It's ridiculous. And also, you owe us like $68, because that's what it is, amortized over what we get.
Be careful, you're just describing unions now.
Oh my God.
That'll get hate online. God, if
You
you
know, I was my I'm a teacher's kid, and so both my parents are teachers, and my dad taught public school, and he was in a union, and it was like a small union. I mean, like the teachers union is like the Michigan and the where I'm from, and then NEA, but I'm talking about like they negotiated collectively, but like in a small enough way that like maybe they had a head of negotiations, and it wasn't my dad, but my dad was the math teacher, so he could run the numbers and see why they were getting screwed. And so I was like, unions. And then I lived in Los Angeles during COVID. And then it was like, we want to close all the schools. Okay, fine. Let's just say everybody's going to die of this disease and just pretend. But we don't want to open them, even if the disease goes away, until these political things get changed. They have nothing to do with your school, about race and about like allocation of money and housing. And it was just like, teach my kid math. And that's when I was like, you know what? A committee,
May not be the best way.
maybe not 100 on that.
And like, I mean, I love my kids' school and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I get into it like too with my I have a brother that's a teacher, and his attitude on it whenever I like make fun of teaching and how like I'm not saying teachers don't have easy or hard jobs, but I'll just be like, oh man, like 3 month paid vacation. What do you guys do with your time? Like, how do you guys handle it? Like that's really,
I
But
get
my sister, who's a teacher, she gets so mad. So she's like, yeah, you're right, because we do no work and we work so hard during the school year. And I'm like, yeah, so do the rest of us. And then in the summer, we continue to work hard.
I know. Like, it's crazy.
But sure,
And you
whatever.
can go, like, well, like, one of the reasons I didn't decide to be a teacher was because my dad is a really, really good guy at math. And I remember he had people come into our home that he tutored in math, and they were like engineers, and he was helping them fix their shit. I forget, can we swear on this? Apologize. Okay. But he was helping them fix their shit. And I'm like, why is my dad smarter than this guy? And my dad was like a good teacher. Like he would stay after, and he'd work on his stuff in the summer, which is not all of them. I'm like, why is he helping Barry and Bob, or whoever they are, and they make more money than my dad? I'm like, why don't I just become an engineer, which I went to school for until I became a stand-up comic and ruined my life. But it was just like, I'm not gonna be like smarter than the guy. And then, The engineer's got to work all year. He's got to provide value on a project by process basis. We need more engineers in our country. So I'm not demeaning that, but either one. But it's just like, dude, like that's when I was like, I'm not gonna be a teacher because
I get paid garbage to be smarter than people.
yeah, F that S. And then if I am smart, then I'm just not playing the political game. Because that's the other thing. It's just like these are like plum political jobs. And so I don't know if you're, you said you private school your kids, right?
We did, but
Okay. And then if we don't want to get into it because it's personal, that's fine. But my kid goes to public school and it's
Well,
good
yes and
public.
no is the best question, best way to answer that.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
So he goes to a public school in this town and he's got some special needs and like this is a small town and they're really helpful and I super like them. And we moved here because of the schools and my wife called like every school and she got a principal in Culver City, California fired. So like
Wow.
don't mess with her.
She's Mama Bear.
Yeah, she's great. But so like
She would get along with my wife so well.
oh my God, yeah, if only we didn't live so far. But she like so she calls all these places and the school's great and they're helpful and it's a small town, so it's like they're not, up to it on, technology or like whatever the committee things are decided in
Yeah.
the rich people places. But I would trade that for anything. But he still brings home like giant posters that he's made with his friends, which we taped to our wall to honor his work, about like wind power's the best and F coal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I went to Michigan and I took engineering for several years and I took a bunch of thermodynamics classes and a bunch of energy classes. And I'm not saying this to my kid. I'm like, you've got a good job for working hard. But like, they're totally like, don't use coal and brainwashing kids. And it's like, dude, we live in Michigan. If they stopped using all the coal, you would probably freeze to death in the winter based on the percentage of coal that's used in our current arrangement. And when there's no wind, you literally need to have a backup system capable of supplying 100%. And by the way, what happens to all those wind blades? And by the way, how are you going to move from a high energy density down the scale to lower energy density products or technology? We're not talking about nuclear here. Like, I'm on board for that. Like, let's do it. But like, oh yeah, like we need to replace gas and stuff with sails, and then maybe we can be pirates of the Mediterranean, but somehow watch Netflix. It's like, it's
It
ridiculous.
doesn't work.
Non-serious position. And it's just like completely about cucking people and them not having control of their lives. And people are so stupid. And I mean that in a loving way. Like they just aren't intelligent enough to sift through the information and be like, oh, higher density power to lower density power. Somehow I'll get everything out of here when it's cold and there's no wind and it's dark. And also, I got solar panels. It's like, put solar panels on your roof and get a Bitcoin miner and do all the things. Like, that's great. But like also be a grown up. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. It's ridiculous. I just
No.
completely agree with everything you're saying about this.
I agree. No, it's
But
yeah,
it's like
it's
go point by point. You don't have to be like, they're trying to control us because they are. All the things are about control. But it's just like, wait, though, why is this one stupid? Oh, it is stupid. Like the masking. Like when you go outside and be like, oh, it's raining. I'll put on a mask so I don't get wet. And it's like, well, the raindrops are bigger than the tiny things. It's like holding a fence over your head and going like, well, it's raining, but at least I'll get a little drier.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't get burned from the acid that it's raining because I got a garden fence. It's ridiculous. Grow
It's
up.
it is yeah, and there's this theory too that I'm gonna float past you, but I'm gonna do it after recording because it would get me canned off of it.
I get it. You're a CEO of a company. You got to take out loans from the establishment.
Yeah, but the it would just it would like this would not see the light of day on YouTube for sure, but yeah, it's it like my friend that is really smart, he said, he like cautioned me, like, look, before you go down this path like of exploring the truth and the reality, and because I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, he's going to take me down this religious aspect purely. And his first thing he said to me, it's like, well, so the pyramids in Giza. And I'm like, What? And he's like, yeah, there's water damage on them. I'm like,
I did not know that. That's very interesting.
yeah, there's water damage on the Sphinx too.
Well, and those I don't know about the Sphinx, but the pyramids are like substantially older than the Egyptian Empire
Oh.
that we talk about by like thousands and thousands of years.
We don't
And
have the
well, they're in the
technology to
same
be able to
area and they're
create the
both old,
pyramids.
so probably same these times. Like just like how George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and dinosaurs are hung out together because they weren't from 1964 beyond. So it's just
Yeah.
oldness.
Yep. No, it's I mean, the pyramids 100% were made with the technology that we don't know about. They also the top of the pyramids is where Nikola Tesla essentially discovered Wi-Fi, the ability to transmit data, and he believed even energy wirelessly. But yeah, it's really interesting. And so my friend, he's like, I'm like, wow, we're going down the Giza route, and like, what? And there's a lot of things that line up with them, also about how they align with the stars and they align with pyramids around the world. And so anyways, he said that there's this Jesus quote of like, be careful like the truth you seek, but with the truth you'll be able to like gain the knowledge of like everything or something like that. So he was like cautioning me, and like we, every I would like go like months, and then like I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to like take a couple more steps. Like, let's talk about this. This is gonna come off sounding really arrogant, but like people like you and I, and most Bitcoiners, frankly, we're not smarter in the sense that like we have better, more brain power or whatever. We just have an insatiable appetite for truth.
Yes.
And so we don't stop at a narrative. Like, we don't stop where like, oh, this makes me feel warm and fuzzy. 'Cause like, frankly, like any narrative where it's like, hey, this helps save our planet, make the world a better place. I'm like, the warm and fuzzy. You're like, oh yeah, like let's be a part of that.
And
Like,
then I
why
can do a
wouldn't I
thing
want to
by
be a
not
part of
doing
that?
a thing. I can endorse your cause and not give to charity. But feel like I did because I'm
Yeah.
like, well, we got to stop doing this. Let
Yeah.
me watch Netflix.
And you're like, and you like, so you like support it and it makes you feel good or whatever. But then like, there's people like us that like, we ask the next question. Like, with like the wind, with like this wind, the soul, wind powered, energy. It's like, do you know how much oil and, coal and everything is required to create just the wind turbines? Like,
Yeah. And those,
it's
the
not a
blades
net
are hard to
positive.
get rid of. I mean, you can't, they're not made of natural materials.
Yeah. So anyways, well, here, I want to get your Bitcoin is, because that was one thing.
Well, actually, it's kind of sort of relevant to some of the stuff we were talking about too. So I've got a Bitcoin is, and I've got a, I got two. So first of all, I was thinking about it, and I think that you were talking about how like, well, Bitcoiners are like, no, they keep going, and they're like, yeah, but this thing is bullshit. But why? And it's inconvenient, and it's like bad for the party conversation.
Oh
And
yeah.
they're like, no, can we please just listen to Pitbull and drink this red stuff? And you're like, no, but like, I smell gas here. And like
Were at a New Year's Eve party, and I was like, I kept like pumping the brakes on like, don't go there. Like
and, but like so like I think that Bitcoin is the last big night of summer. I think it solves the last big night of summer problem. So like you're like the classic, you would rent it on a video cassette. It's not as much now because most of the media now is about hating humanity. You watch the movie where all the kids like lay on the car and it's like their last night of summer before they move off to college and stuff, and they look at the stars. And you maybe had a night like this. Like I had a night or two like this in transition periods of my life where you're just with a lot of like-minded people and everybody's, talented in their way, but they're gonna break up, geographically speaking, your life path speaking. And you're looking at the stars and you're just like, it shouldn't be like this, like I want these things and I'm this amount talented and you want these things and you're maybe the most talented kid in our school. And like everybody's like, it's like the version of socialism that would have been good. Like, oh, we just are at this party and we're looking at the same stars. And Bitcoin is like that field of stars because it's like it's the shelling point of like, no, like me and Corey are like, we're both at that party going, this is ridiculous. And I smell gas or I blah blah blah. But and we can't talk about it. But what we can do is we can, Bitcoin is this agreement system, and we can use this as a shelling point, and we can get together and we can find truth together, and we can find truth in economic value, which some people are not all the way in the rabbit hole, but it's like, read any of the fiat books, like fiat standard and stuff, and just see how fake value ruins everything. And it's like, wow, like I wish there was a way we could coordinate with each other when you live in Virginia because you're going to that school and I go to Michigan. Well, you went to Pittsburgh, so let's use the real school. And that's how we can coordinate. That's how we can coordinate across space. It's how we can coordinate across time, even, because like we're passing value to the next generation, and no one's going to inflate my value, and no one's going to like, trick me with, So like that is one thing that I think Bitcoin is. I think it's the last big night of summer because it's like, well, if we just keep working on this Bitcoin project, like maybe Corey and I, maybe you and I will never have the apartment that all of our friends can live in. Like that everybody in college dreams of or high school. But like maybe if we keep working on this project, it will make it so it pushes a lot of the bullshit out. Like it, and if you look at the mining, what the mining does is it pushes out shitty uses of Bitcoin energy and shitty uses of other energy. It's like, oh, I found a waterfall where I can get energy virtually for free. So you know what's going to happen? The Bitcoin miner that is like completely unprofitable in Pittsburgh, that's just doing it for kicks, or like it's just borrowing money and like paying city grid prices. Well, he's going to drop off because he's now unprofitable, and it just pushes out the bullshit. And it's like if we focus on this North Star, so like I think it's like the last big night of summer problem solved. And I also think, have you seen The Expanse?
No.
Okay, so The Expanse is great. And spoiler alert, at some point in the seasons, and I've been going through the books, there's these gates that are essentially wormholes, like that take you to, it's more complicated than this, but it's at some point there's a network of gates where there's like 1300 planets. It's like we can colonize these planets and start cities here, and like human society is bigger. And it would take me 200 years to go to this planet, but now it will take me going through the gates.
I can now step through the wormhole.
Yes. And so like I think that Bitcoin is sort of a wormhole of trust. And so it's like if you think about like the counterparty risk with fiat money, and you're like, well, I don't trust him to pay the debt, so I'm not going to loan him money. Like if I want to get money from me to you, even across Pittsburgh, I've got to trust this bank. I've got to trust this, like your bank. I've got to trust the banks in between, which is not a big deal for the United States, Michigan to Pittsburgh. But like if you were in Kenya, or if you were a person that I don't know if you're going to scam me or not, like, and say that you got the money or that you didn't or whatever, like Bitcoin kind of solves that problem. Like I put my money, not for the scam part, I went a little over my skis, but I put my money in this black box. And I know that it's verifiable money that I put in. And I know that it's going to get paid to your address. And you know So it's not like I've got to walk it to the bank and the bank's got to walk it to their counterparty bank or wire it or whatever. And we have to hope everything happens. It's like there's this wormhole where it like skips over the regular part of the walking universe because I don't have to have intermediate relationships between you and me of the bank that passes it to the bank, that passes it to the guy, that passes it to the truck, that passes it to the bank. I just have to know you and me. No matter how distant we are, it just
Whether or not
goes
we
into
even
this
know who
thing.
each other are.
It, absolutely. I just have to know that you're a thing that I've got to send money to. And so it's like this wormhole. And so it's like if you were making rugs in Kenya or you were doing a thing somewhere, I may never be able to figure out how to like, it would take me forever to bring my gold to you in a safe way. But that I could actually watch my gold and know that it was getting to you or not. And then so it's like, well, if you do the fiat thing, it's just counterparty risk along the way. And it does speed it up, but you're just taking all this counterparty risk of like, is A going to pass it to B? Is B going to pass it to C? Is C going to stop it, even though they don't know me, but they don't like B? But instead, it just skips over all that. It just goes through a wormhole to the other side of the galaxy, which is where you are. It completely skips over needing to know every other person in between geographically. And so I don't need to know the miners. I don't need to know like the node operators on an individual level. They're just playing the game or they're not. It's just the wormhole or it's not. So I think it's like it's a wormhole of transporting value, and it's a wormhole that gets us around counterparty risk. And going back to what we said before about it being like the last big night of summer or whatever, it's like this wormhole that goes like, okay, I can trust him because he's playing the same game as me. And as long as whatever system we set up is within this game, it's harder for me to get rugged. And so I can, as an entrepreneur, you're like, well, I can trust this guy. You much would rather work with him than like, I don't know what this guy's doing. So he's got a good spiel, but you know. So that's what I think about Bitcoin these days.
Yeah, like helps you avoid the like yeah, you avoid the well, like even like in business, you know what I mean? Where you're like you're trying to do business with someone and like you're sitting there, you're like, should I trust this person? Like, I really don't know.
There's all this friction in between. It skips
Yeah,
over.
and it gets rid of a specific example with like banking was like I deposited a check from one company to another, and it was like a larger check, and I don't know if like I don't know if it was just like maybe my handwriting was sloppy. I don't know what it was, but it was like this will not be available until January 7th. And I'm like, what? Like, and this was like December 27th. It's
It was a
like,
long time.
yeah, like what are you doing between now and then? Like, you guys like sitting down and we're like, hey, you know, why don't we meet at the country club and sit here and review this check together? Looks real to me. What do you think? Like,
Right. And they either didn't trust how you wrote the check, or this guy had to give it to this guy, and that took a day, and this guy had to give it to this guy. And maybe everybody was like efficient and elite in their own way at their own mini task, but there's just it was just like a family circus cartoon where it's like Billy go get the eggs and he goes through the whole neighborhood because that's how shitty of a system it is.
yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. And I mean, I think a pretty accurate way. And there's so much shit in the system. Yeah, and then people complain about transaction fees. Like, oh my, like I have to pay a little bit more to get it through. And which, mind you, this is another Bitcoin issue, but it's like not everything's going to get solved on layer one. In fact, I think we're seeing very quickly that things are going to have to be layer two. for, you know, the people that early on were like, hey, it's like, you know, trustless PayPal or whatever. It's like, well, it's not going to be PayPal. Like, it's
It's not. And it's
like,
like, I get like the Bitbox O2 wallet, hold your coins. That's true, especially in the context of like the world is not a safe place to store your value with somebody else. But like when we get to the point where the transaction fees are so high, it's going to be because, I mean, even higher than now, they're going to be ridiculous. It's going to be because Bitcoin's so valuable. And then there's going to be so many layer twos and so many layer threes and da 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 da. And you're going to have to figure out ways that like no, don't trust Gemini or don't trust Coinbase. But people are going to have to invent ways to trust each other. And if you can find ways to trust each other and to spread out your risk, then maybe you can store the majority of your value on chain. Like I store my inheritance, my birthright, if we're birthright, if we're doing the Bible. And I only make like a transaction or two a year and parse it out. Like I don't store all my money in my wallet, my physical wallet. You know what I mean? But I take a couple bucks. It takes me a little bit of effort to move it from like where I've got a couple more bucks in my house to my wallet. It takes me a little bit more effort to move it from when I've got it in a bank or when I get it from my paycheck or if I sold some Bitcoin, which I don't plan to do. And then it, you know, if I have to make a trans, if every time I spend 50 bucks or 10 bucks at like Starbucks, I've got to pay a huge transaction fee. It doesn't work. But like if I'm just moving it downstream, you know, but I'm storing like 98% of the value in the place where I'm not going to get rugged. It's not as big of a deal, I
Yeah.
think.
And I've come to like, I don't know, I saw Shinobi like tweeting with people and like, you know, talking about how like soft forks are necessary in order to like have layer twos and blah, blah, blah.
Oh yeah, that's been lately.
And I'm like, I just, you know, people are like, so you don't think custodying your Bitcoin is the most important thing? And I just said, I was like, look, I've gotten to the point. I just chimed in. I'm like, I've come to the realization that 90 plus percent of the people in the world will never self-custody their Bitcoin.
Well,
And
I mean, it's probably true. And I mean, it would be great though if they did.
yeah,
But then,
if they did, great. But like, my whole point is, I'm like, right now, you should be doing it while you can, because you can at the moment. And you know, there will come a day where like the only way you can really get Bitcoin is like through somebody's paper Bitcoin version. And like you're going to be like in a, if you're in a situation where you're ever, hopefully there's layer twos that figure out like, you know, okay, I move this chunk to my Lightning wallet and that's my spending money or something like that. You know, so it's like, oh, I need next month's spending money. I have to transfer it. It's going to take 10 days to get through, or, you know, or I can pay a high fee to get it through now. Yeah, it's.
And it's like that is all a spectrum, and people need to be not binary about it and be on the spectrum of it. And I don't mean that people should make compromises and be like, oh, I'm still doing the best, because that's not true. You make compromises, you're not doing the best, and you can get better. But it's like if you tell my dad, if he starts Bitcoining and he's just a retired teacher that just wants to be retired and he wants to hang out with his grandkid and like all this stuff is crazy, if it's like you've got to run a node and you know, you gotta honestly, if you're a miner and you're defending a network, gotta be better, and you gotta do these things and it's self-custody, like he's just not gonna do it. And like, you know, as older generations leave this world, maybe new generations are different. But I would rather have him on the trolley and then be like, okay, so now you got it. Now, if you want to be safer, you can do this. Now, if you want to be safer, and like, even if you're just approaching it from a survivalist perspective, if you're just like, I'm a prepper, it's like, well, what do? You got a little bit of food and a little bit of water in your house and your car. And then, okay, well, we got that and we make some money and like, we're good. It's like, oh, maybe a little bit more. Oh, maybe we got a little bit of backup energy. Maybe we got, you know, like you don't go like, well, If you can't live for 100 years on what you have in your house, you're an asshole. Like, grow up, but always try to be better. You know, like, don't be like, well, I'm fine because I've got 2 days of food and water. It's like, well, you're fine for 2 days.
Yeah, that's how, you know, the like how valuable is how valuable is a carton of eggs? And it's like,
Yeah.
you know, well, like right now you can get one for what, $2? But let's just say shit hits the fan. It'd be a little bit more valuable, don't you think?
Yeah. You're like, I've got chickens. And so like if something not great happens, and it doesn't have to be conspiratorial, it just like, you know, something bad happens
Like a,
with.
there's, say there's like a diarrhea volcanoes everywhere.
Yeah, well, that would be horrible. And especially the super volcano of diarrhea in like the Idaho sort of western
And
area.
it's just like you're basically stuck where you are because there's rivers of diarrhea
Right. But you know,
around.
what's going to happen is it's just like our roads closed because a power line fell, and I live in a small town. And you're like, well, I'm glad we don't have to go grocery shopping and we don't have to eat the weird stuff in the bottom of the fridge. Like, that's what's going to happen. And then it's like, I mean, I'm not ruling out horrible, crazy things about like Nephilim and the world being taken over by people that want to control everybody.
Or the
But like,
Miami aliens, you know,
yeah,
anything like
exactly.
that.
But the odds are there's going to be a road closure on a day you don't want to go to the grocery store, and it'd be great if I had extra food or a chicken that laid eggs. And then like the longer odds are the worser things, and it's like it's responsible of me to take care of my children and my family once I've shored up this to move on to here. But I don't have to like make it so that I will never die, and then I'll be buried under a pyramid and no one can touch me for 10,000 years on day one, because that's stupid and unrealistic. And if you can start with best practices, you should do it. And if you can help people, you should do it. But you shouldn't like talk shit out of people just trying. That's like, oh, you need to be a super buff bodybuilder. And it's just like somebody that's like really fat that doesn't want to get heart disease. It's like, it's just such a disservice to this person.
It makes me think of that meme. Have you seen that meme of like the heavy set guy who's like, shirt has like sweat stains on it, and he's taking a picture of himself in the mirror in the gym. He's like, first day at the gym, just started taking, just finished taking a shit. Get ready to take the, like, get ready to attack
Yeah, but you know what? He showed up. And
it.
like when I used to be in like actual good shape, because we all did before we were families and we played sports, I would be like, I just need to go to the gym today, and I don't need to do like the whole 2 hour workout that I do if I can just walk in the door. And then like if you walk into the door, whether it's on, you know, buy your BitBox O2 wallet, buy like something that will help you, or don't buy anything and just read about how to do it. Like, or read about why. Read about, you should always be like, why am I stupid? And read about that thing and go like, oh, am I stupid? Or this guy stupid? Just try a little bit.
Just be like that's, and that's what Bitcoiners do is like,
Yeah. And
we're
don't
like,
shit on people for trying.
and we're just, and we're gonna sit there, but like the true Bitcoiner nature is just to keep questioning, like, well, like, if I'm not ready to do this, but I'm gonna explore that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. So, yeah, that's probably a good lesson for everyone.
It's nice to know there's a lot of us looking at the same stars now
Yeah, all
on the
sitting there on
same
the
chain.
last night of summer.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'd be a good place to wrap this version. This is the recorded version, because we're gonna talk about all you guys after this now. It's like
Well, they're the
but yeah, I think we hit some good deep topics there. I hope you guys enjoyed this. We hit some Paul pulling some knowledge out, sitting here making me think, thinking. But thanks for coming on, Paul. I appreciate
Thank
it.
you for having me.
And thank you all for listening, and get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet. And I will talk to you guys later.